This is CliffCentral.com.
The most tumultuous 24 hours in South Africa's post-democracy political landscape. President Zuma resigned last night, and most of us don't know whether to be happy, whether to be worried, whether to be sad, whether to be apprehensive. Well, Desmond Tutu warned us about this, and Mosiwa Lekota warned us too. There were lots of canaries in the coal mine. Thabo Mbeki tried to save us by firing his deputy president once. 8 years ago, I even wrote a very public letter to President Zuma, and I ended it with this line. Don't think you'll be in power forever. People aren't as stupid as you think we are. We know you sit around laughing about how much you get away with. The people put you in power, they will take you out of it. Africa is tired of tin pot dictators, one-party states, and banana republics. We know who we are now, and we care about our future, and so should you. Well, that's what I said in 2010. Last night, I watched the news and people were blowing vuvuzelas, they were dancing in the streets. A man who had lost his grip on reality was cloistered in the security and the luxury of high office and was forced to surrender. He didn't have much of an option, and there was nothing dignified about his resignation. In fact, he didn't even bother to pitch up for it on time. He tried to play the victim, because he'd done that so many times before. The president tried to blame white monopoly capital, that's the thing disgraced Bell Pottinger had made up to distract us from the real crony capitalism that was robbing the country blind. And the president kept saying he didn't know what he'd done wrong, that he hadn't been given any reasons by the ANC-NEC for their recall. Just like poor Nhlanhla Nene and Pravin Gordhan were never given reasons why they were sacked by him. At the end of the press conference, there wasn't even a round of applause. There was no tear shed. There wasn't the usual muted muttering of assembled journalists. There was just stony silence. He said, "Thank you. Gabonga. Danke." And there was more awkward silence. Then, as if to fill the void, he said, "Well, I'll see you somewhere." It was ignominious. It was the perfect way for an unctuous man like this to slip away. History will judge President Zuma harshly, not like Jesse Duarte, who came on afterwards in a post-resignation attempt to string together 5 minutes of praise for Zuma's accomplishments. That stood in stark contrast to 9 years of embarrassment, corruption, national reputational damage, race baiting, a lack of service delivery, and a disdainful boorishness that preceded it. This is the president of Marikana, Life Estimeni, Bell Pottinger, State Capture, Nkandla, and 800 and 700, listen properly, 769,820 other things that will make this another ugly, disappointing chapter in South African history. So, where to from here? All our work is ahead of us. We've got to begin to repair relations between parties, races, and genders. We've got to repair the gap between truth and hypocrisy. We've got to get to work because we have no more excuses. We're no longer on tenterhooks with this unstable simpleton making capricious decisions from the union buildings. We've got to stop behaving like a nation that's been raised by an abusive father figure, turning on each other and perpetuating a cycle of pain. We have to reaffirm our self-worth and stop lying, stop blaming everyone else. We've got to take responsibility for ourselves. So much of what we hate in Jacob Zuma is actually a reflection of ourselves, and that uncomfortable reality has got to be faced and it's got to be corrected. We've got to start to appreciate merit and excellence again. Hopefully, this resignation will bring with it the end of low-functioning individuals like Faith Mutambi, Batabile Dlamini, Des van Rooyen, and the like. These are the kind of people who should never have been given any important things to do. The people, from ANC stalwarts to the Zuma must go grannies, to opposition parties, to brave journalists, to the courts, to the families of Marikana miners, to former presidents, to you and me. We have asserted ourselves against what seemed to be an unassailable foe. Zuma's resignation isn't just about the ANC changing outfits. It's also a show of how ordinary people can slowly, steadily, patiently, and with determination, stop autocracy and corruption. No single person has all the answers, but together we can at least find the best compromise. And we can't rest. Cyril and his comrades haven't done anything yet. Julius Malema and Musi Maimane have lost their best reason to steer votes away from the ANC. Politicians seldom solve the problems that they promise to. The burden is yours and mine, because that's what free people have to do to remain free. A luta continua.
This is CliffCentral.com.